This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much to Jazakallah Khair for joining me for another Facebook and YouTube live. And today we've got a super important subject, a very important topic that we want to talk about, and it's Ramadan. Now, I mean, subhanAllah, Ramadan is really just over a month away. And a lot of us, I know so many of us, we get surprised. It's like, oh, subhanAllah, OMG, oh my God, Ramadan is here. It's like, oh, Ramadan's tomorrow. And we get taken surprise by the arrival of Ramadan. And really, one of the things, brothers and sisters, you see, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us Islam, Alhamdulillah, we're Muslim. And yes, it is enough for you as a Muslim to pray just five times a day. You don't need to pray sunnah. You don't need to pray nawafil. You don't need to pray tahajjud. It's enough for you as a Muslim to give your zakah. You don't need to give any extra charity unless you want to. You only have to fast the month of Ramadan. That's all you have to do. You don't have to fast any other days if you don't want to. And you have to make Hajj once in your lifetime if you can afford it. And treat what is halal as halal and treat what is haram as haram. And if you do that, inshallah, you will go to Jannah. But brothers and sisters, you see what I'm about. And I'm not saying I've reached this. I'm not saying I'm there. In fact, I look back on my life and I think in some ways I might have got worse. I might have slipped. I don't think I pray as much sunnah and do as much fasting as I used to. I mean, alhamdulillah, I do other things. But the point is that we always have to be improving ourselves. Why don't we aim to be the best that we can be? Why don't we aim to be the best that we can be? Because at the end of the day, that is how we are going to taste the sweetness of faith. The sweetest thing in this life is that we really know Allah, we connect with our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we master ourselves, that we acquire taqwa, la'allakum tattaqun. And this is what Ramadan is all about. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu, kama kutiba ala alladhina min kablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those who came before you, la'allakum tattaqun, so that you may acquire taqwa. So this is what fasting is all about. Fasting is so that you can acquire this most important thing. We talked about this last week. We talked about taqwa. We talked about how important taqwa is. And I made a promise to you, which I ask you to forgive me. I didn't keep that promise. I said that, I think 2 weeks ago, I said that I was gonna have some videos up on my YouTube channel about how to get taqwa, and I haven't got round to it. I apologize. Inshallah, bi'ithnillah, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to have that up by the end of next week. Inshallah, make dua for me. Alhamdulillah, I've been super busy. Anyway, no excuses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me. The point is, brothers and sisters, I talked about how important taqwa is. It's this quality, it's this dimension, this inner dimension within ourselves that I think it's mindfulness of God. That's really what taqwa is. It's being mindful about Allah. And mindful about Allah in the way that keeps you away from doing haram. You're always thinking, is this really what is pleasing to Allah? Is this really what Allah wants me to do? Is this the best way to be? Are these the best manners to have? Is this the best type of speech? So when you think like this, this is a person who has taqwa, because they're always trying to protect themselves from the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting gives us taqwa. So how does fasting give us taqwa? Fasting gives us taqwa because It's really all about self-control. That's what it is all about. And you know, I've been going on and on and on about willpower, self-mastery, self-control. It's like a broken record, I know. And I'm not even going to apologize, brothers and sisters, because it is so important. These things are all linked. They have different names. Yes, there are different dimensions. Willpower is slightly different from patience, and it's slightly different from taqwa. They all have different dimensions, but essentially the core is the same. It's all about self-control, self-discipline, true grit, determination, being in control of yourself. But as a Muslim, we're in control of ourselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not merely to achieve some worldly goal, wealth and status, women, music, fame, whatever it is. No. The reason is because we want to get to Jannah. That's really what it's about. The reason we develop self-mastery, the reason we develop taqwa, the reason we want to have patience, sabr, self-discipline, is ultimately we want to reach that goal of Jannah. But so this is what it's about. What I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is I want you to be ambitious. I want you to be ambitious. I want you to aim for the highest. I want you to aim for the best. Now, I want to talk about why we need to prepare for Ramadan now. This is something in Islam that we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's always preparing himself for acts of ibadah. So I want you to remind you about something about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, when he used to hear the adhan, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to hear the call to prayer, the Sahaba would notice that his state would change. His state would change. Suddenly he'd become a totally different person. Because when he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is how we should be as well, when we hear these words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we hear Allah is the greatest. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. When we hear this call to prayer, we should start preparing ourselves for something truly amazing. That we are going to stand in front of Allah. And there is no barrier between you and your Lord. You are going to talk to the Lord of the worlds. Think about it. If you're going to stand in front of some king or some president or some super important person or someone you really admired, you know, you imagine how your state of mind would be. Imagine how you prepare yourself. So how about when we are standing in front of the Lord of the entire universe? So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even when we make wudu, think about it. It is a type of purification. You're purifying yourself. You're making yourself clean because you are preparing yourself to stand in front of the Lord and the King and the Master of the entire universe. So this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. So even before every fard salah, before every obligatory prayer, there is what? There is sunnah. There are prayers to get you ready for the main prayer. So the sunnah prayers are there in a sense to get you prepared for those, for the obligatory prayer. So this is something we find. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered this altered state. So this is why, you know, when we are in the masjid, we should be quiet. There should be an atmosphere of preparation, of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an example of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared himself for acts of ibadah. Even in terms of our sadaqah, when we're giving charity as well, we should make sure that we're giving the best, not like our rubbish that we don't need anymore, not like our haram wealth that, you know, okay, this bit, I'm not sure, this is maybe it's a bit dodgy. Maybe this money, I'm not really sure, is this halal or haram? I'll put this aside and that's what I'll give in charity. No, we should be giving our most pure and our most halal money. That's what we should give, the best for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for Ramadan, brothers and sisters. So let me tell you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the month before Ramadan? The month before Ramadan is called Sha'ban. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions mention, and there are quite a few narrations, authentic narrations about this, okay, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never fast a complete month except Ramadan and Shawwal. Okay, Sha'ban. So Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often fast the whole of Sha'ban and the whole of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, why, you know, a lot of us complain. We complain about the state of the Ummah, the state of the Muslims. Look at our condition that we find ourselves in. And our condition is, there is no doubt, our condition is a very sad one. We look at what's happened in Syria. We look what's happened in Somalia right now with the famine. Okay, we look across the world. We look in Kashmir. We look in Burma. What's happening to the Muslims there? Even here in the West, we used to be so free. Our life used to be so easy. Now, well, a lot of us are, you know, tasting hard times. Things are getting really, really much more difficult across the board for Muslims. And a lot of us complain. We complain. We all, the media this and the rulers that and the such and such. But listen, what really can we do about the media? What really can we do about these rulers? What are we doing ourselves? How is our ibadah? How is our worship for Allah? How many of us are thinking right now, how am I going to prepare for this Ramadan? So I tell you what, for those of you, and I'm including myself here, for those of us who really want to see change for this Ummah, why don't we decide right now, tonight, to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. Our best Ramadan ever. This is the Ramadan we want to really acquire taqwa. We want to become really conscious of Allah. We really want to develop our fear of Allah. We really want to keep away from sins. We really want to master ourselves and master our desires, because that's what fasting teaches you. You see, when you fast, what do? You keep away from drink. You don't drink water the whole day. And some non-Muslims, they think, how can you do that? How can you not? You can't eat or drink the whole day. That's just, how do you even manage that? And that's what we do every day from dawn until sunset for the whole month. We don't eat, we don't drink, we don't have sexual intercourse. We keep away, not only is very important, not just to not eat and drink, but also to keep away from haram in our speech and in our actions. This is very important, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah does not care about the one who gives off, who abstains from eating and drinking, but doesn't abstain from haram in their speech and their actions. This is the meaning of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Now, brothers and sisters, let's be real. If Ramadan is like, let's just say Ramadan was tomorrow and you haven't even thought about it. Suddenly, oh, it's Ramadan tomorrow. Mastering yourself, keeping away from haram, even fasting is difficult. Abstaining from haram and evil in your speech and your action is difficult at the best of times. Reading the Quran every day, it should be our habit, and that should be our habit anyway. Every Muslim should read the Quran every day. If you can't read, and maybe you can't read, you should listen to the Quran and listen to the meaning and contemplate upon it. And even if it's a little bit, even if it's a page, even if it's 10 ayat, even if it's one ayat. But in Ramadan, obviously, it's the sunnah to try and complete the whole Quran. But if you're not used to reading the Quran every day, come Ramadan, how are you going to manage to read the whole Quran? I have not managed it that many. I'll be honest, I've been a Muslim 30 years and I have not managed to read the whole Quran that many times. I think maybe only three times in Ramadan. that, and to be honest, I'll be honest with myself. It's only recently in the last 10 years that I've really, really regularly committed myself to reading the Quran every single day. This is when I heard a sheikh, he gave a talk and he said that it's the right, it's the haqq of the Quran that you read it every day. And I think about that, I thought, you mean it's like I'm oppressing the Quran? I'm transgressing against the Quran if I don't read it every day? That's scary. So I committed myself. And that's part of taqwa. And I'm not saying I have taqwa, but that's part of taqwa. When you know Allah has ordered something, you do it. And when you know Allah has told you to keep away from something, you keep away from it. That's what taqwa means. But also you need to know, what has Allah told you to do? What are the things that Allah loves? What are the things that Allah is pleased with? What are the things that Allah hates? What are the things that Allah is displeased with? You have to have this knowledge. If you don't have this knowledge, you can't have taqwa. So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is you need to start preparing yourself for Ramadan now. So number one, I want you to make a commitment to read the Quran every single day. And the best thing to do is pick a regular time. My regular time is after Fajr. That's the regular time I choose to read the Quran every day. And I have a set amount that I try to read every day. Maybe I don't do it every day. Sometimes, occasionally, I miss it altogether. SubhanAllah, shaitan makes me forget. But most of the time, alhamdulillah, I stick to most of what I've committed myself to do. Make it something that you can do. The other thing is, make this Sha'ban, let's all of us together make it a month where we fast a lot. Maybe every single day like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's try and do that. Let's try and commit yourself. I know I have a lot of fasting to make up. Until now, I haven't made up the fast. Some of the fasts I missed in Ramadan because I was traveling. Unfortunately, I do a lot of traveling. And the type of traveling I do, because I'm driving, is actually quite dangerous. Too fast, I actually find myself falling asleep and it's dangerous. So that's perfectly permissible for you. In fact, if it's difficult, you should not fast when you're traveling. So maybe some of us, we have to make up our fasts. Anyway, it's a great time to prepare yourself for Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, another thing I want to invite you to do, and I'm going to keep this short, this is very, very important. I know that a lot of you know about the course that I have, the online course that I have been really encouraging people to sign up to this course. And it is at the lowest price it has been, and it is not going to get lower than this. In fact, I think from tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, the price is going to go up again. The guys who I work with, they've agreed to put this price down for this amount of time. So what is this? This course is called the Seven Pillars of Willpower. And what I have done is I've linked my study of psychology, of human psychology, and also my study of Islam and the teachings of Islam. And I've combined the two things. And it's all about what? It's all about how to control your nafs, how to control your desires, how to increase your mastery of yourself, your willpower. Willpower is something you can grow. It's something you can increase. It is very, very similar to taqwa. Actually, really what I teach in this course is really about how to grow your taqwa. So if you want to commit to something like reading the Quran regularly every day, there are certain things, obstacles, things that will stop you. You will procrastinate. You will delay. How do you overcome procrastination? How do you overcome that? You know, you're always delaying. How do you overcome that addiction to your phone? And every time you have to, you know, you see an email, you have to check it. And every time you see a tweet, you have to answer it. And every time you see, mashallah, a lot of people in Ramadan give up their mobile phones altogether. They say, that's it. No Twitter, no Facebook. No, this is really good, mashallah. Because it's also a way of controlling your nafs. So brothers and sisters, I'm just telling you, please, I really, really recommend that you do this course. And it's like 19, maybe, I can't remember, it used to be 19 days, but the brothers made it a little bit longer. But it's just about perfect. If you do one lesson a day, and each video is like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, I think the longest one is like 11, 12 minutes, and there is a little exercise that I give you at the end, right? So, you know, it may be to think about this, or to do this particular exercise, or to do that, or to write these certain things down and see how these things are happening in your life in the week. So it's just about right. And so even if you skip a few days, no problem. By the time you get to Ramadan, believe me, inshallah, if you do this course, I think that your Ramadan will be the most amazing Ramadan that you've ever, ever had, right? So brothers and sisters, it's only $47. It was before that $120, $97. Okay, it's $47. It's just for a few more days, literally maybe even today. I can't remember. I think today or tomorrow is the last day. If this doesn't work for you, seriously, if you try it and you implement it and you do this course and you do the exercises and it doesn't work for you, I'll give you your money back. Brothers and sisters, I want this to be the best Ramadan for you. Alhamdulillah, even if you don't do the course, just do the things that I've said. Fast this month of Sha'ban. Start reading the Quran, alhamdulillah. Be mindful of Allah. Connect with your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it's all about. Actually, if I'm going to summarize everything in my course, I can summarize it, right? It is all about being mindful of Allah. Mindful of yourself and mindful of Allah. Understanding what you do, why you do it, what are the reasons that you do it. It's all about being honest with yourself and learning to do things purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's simply really what it is about, but I show it in all sorts of different ways. Brothers and sisters, really today, tomorrow, the next few days are the days we need to start preparing ourselves for Ramadan. It's just over a month away. It's that close. Let's not get taken by surprise. Let's all of us imagine Ramadan is round the corner. Now it is round the corner. Even to be honest, last month when I heard that Ramadan was in May, I was saying, in May? Wow, that is just so close. So brothers and sisters, let's make this the best Ramadan ever. Who knows? Maybe it will be our last Ramadan. Only Allah knows. Maybe we will not. How many people? Subhanallah. Last Ramadan was their last Ramadan. Maybe it is your last Ramadan. Why not make the intention right now to make this the best Ramadan ever? For those of you, brothers and sisters, please check out the course on masteryclasses.com, www.masteryclasses.com. There's a landing page there. You can find out more details. I've got a couple of videos you can watch. At least subscribe to the mailing list, inshallah. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I really apologize. I said I was going to have some talks ready on, or a talk on how to get taqwa. I've actually probably mentioned a lot of stuff already, but inshallah, very soon, I will have those talks up on my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe. This video is also up on the YouTube channel, inshallah, in HD, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, jazakallah khair for joining me. I will be with you again if Allah gives me life. If I am alive, who knows? Maybe this will be my last Facebook Live ever. I wanted to say, by the way, thank you for joining me. I really look forward to this evening, Thursday night. I really look forward to it. It's one of the chances I have to share the little bit of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me with you. It's something that I feel really so blessed that you have joined me, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much for joining me. Please keep joining me. I didn't even mention, please share this. Please share this video. As we always say, sharing is caring. If you haven't shared it already, I always say, you never know that the person you may share it with, it may change their life. Some amazing thing may happen to them. That may be the best Ramadan for them ever. And you will share in the reward for that just because you press that share button. And for those of you, I know not all of you can catch this live. You know, may Allah bless you. Keep watching it. Keep sharing it. That's it really for me, brothers and sisters. I will, as usual, be going through your comments, inshallah, and replying to as many of them as I possibly can. So Amir and Zareen and Sultan and Idris, Jazakallah khair, all of you, and Al-Hajj Aman Abdul and Hanain Ansari. There's a few names that I got to read out tonight. May Allah bless all of you for joining me tonight my Facebook and YouTube live. Until next Thursday, if Allah gives us life, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And let's start preparing for Ramadan now.